Hey guys, Lance Erlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Easier to work yourself out of struggles or slumps like this?
I think it just, all that matters is execution on the field, preparation prior to the game, and winning.
Does it seem like you've had no margin for error in these close games this year, in terms of in the field, at the plate?
I just think we haven't executed well in all phases of the game.
I know last year you guys used a lot of team meetings last year when stuff went kind of south. Is now a time to bring the team together and just kind of have a meeting, or do you feel like it's there yet?
I think guys... here know that we need to execute better and play better as a team and in all facets of the game, and
what's the problem with this?
What have you seen him do?
What do you
that?
Want
you
him seen to him say about
him? And
suck?
Stutter and
muttering. What is the problem? I don't have any problem with
what
any.
Answers did he give? Come together.
Yeah,
execute.
We gotta play better. What did he say that offended you there?
He didn't want to be here. Give me a pitcher. Go get a pitcher and an infielder for him.
Wow.
Deal him, Dana.
No,
deal him.
He doesn't want to suck. That's what he doesn't want.
Dana Brown to do that. Deal him,
deal
Jeff.
Him, Dana. Okay, Jeff. Go. No, we're not doing Jeff stuff anymore.
Deal him, Craig.
No, Craig's not dealing anybody either. Jeff and Craig and Reggie need to stop. No.
The fellowship, you know, the fellowship's going to be involved in major
the
decisions.
The fellowship of the ring
no,
is
the
not
mid.
Going to. The fellowship of the guys who never won rings.
It's not the ring, because the fellowship of the ring got the job done. This is the fellowship of the mid until proven otherwise. Mm-hmm. You know those three are going to be involved. Jim Crane is probably your de facto GM. You might as well accept it. It's going to be like a 5 or 6 man decision.
Do you think Dana Brown ever goes, why did I sign up? Why did I? And
well,
I think I had to answer to Jeff Bagwell and Reggie Jackson.
Do you think Jim Crane is saying,
GM.
Do you think Jim Crane is saying, why did I fire Click? What the, look
no,
what
I don't think
is.
So. I don't think he liked Click.
I don't think he liked Click either. You couldn't have liked Click. He won a World Series with him, and then
who
you
who likes
fired.
That? And who likes World Series wins?
Yeah.
Ugh.
We don't need, ugh, meh.
Gross.
I don't know what you wanted Alex Bregman to say there after they'd lost again. I mean, honestly, they suck. What do you want them to do? Man, this is, you know what we need to do, guys? We need to have another meeting. Let's all get it together and just say, hey, come on, guys, let's play better.
Well, we heard Verlander. He told the
he
team
said,
to
told them
pull
get out,
their heads out of
their
asses. How'd that work out for them?
How about that?
Yeah.
How'd that meeting
they
work out?
They won the next game.
And?
And then the next, they lost the next two.
Okay.
Yeah. He said, get your head out of your ass, everybody.
So do they need to have a meeting every day? Since the proof is when we have one, we win, and then when we don't, we lose.
That's
no,
right.
I just honestly think that I question whether or not he's all in. That's all.
Why?
I
told
know.
You. This is an individual sport. He has to play well to get paid. He's all in.
It doesn't matter.
What are you still talking
could,
about?
You're not all John, to act like somebody when you know that your place you've been, to act like you're not affected by that, because you don't know what you're going to do next year. You don't, and then, of course, the pressing. I think it's a combination. Now, he's a bad April guy.
He's a bad April guy.
He's
that's
a bad
all.
April guy. He could be pressing, but he does not – I don't know. He just strikes me as somebody who knows, like, this team's not for him. He already knows he's just playing out the string. That can't be easy. Like, how did you do at 6'10"? When you knew you were going to leave 6'10", John, were you all
oh, well,
in?
Oh, that was a little different.
I'm just asking.
Since
when
I
you
walked
knew
in
you were
and
gone,
because
he knows he's gone, were you all in?
Yeah, I was all in.
Were you
I was
giving
all,
your best?
I gave everything.
You don't
did
give
you?
Everything now. But the thing, the difference is Bregman doesn't have a next place to land. John kind of knew where he was going, and he was set. Bregman doesn't know where the money's going to come
that's
from.
That's true.
And what I did after I left, and what I did at the end there had nothing to do with how much money I was going to make going to the next place. It had nothing to do with it. So this has everything to do with what he's going to get going forward.
No,
so,
that's not how his attitude is not going to be.
Yes, his attitude is going to be, I got to hit. That's what his attitude is.
No, but that's fine.
Be.
But his attitude about the Astros is probably not the same since he knows they're not his team.
Nothing really is anymore. More individual than baseball. You stand at the plate and you face the pitcher. Everybody else, you don't need assist from anybody else. You stand at the plate and it's on you.
I guess I'll have to send you pictures of him hugging people and doing. Remember when it was the four best friends in the world? Carlos Correa, George Springer, Jose Altuve, and Alex Bregman.
Yeah,
guys are gone now.
All Alex your friends Bregman, are dead. Okay,
this,
so
yeah,
move
exactly.
On.
You think he. Like, this isn't the Astros that he knew. He's not going to be here anymore. Yeah, I think individually he wants to do well, certainly. But in terms of if you're asking him, what's wrong, Alex, I don't think he wants to talk to the media. I don't think he wants to do any of that
stuff. All of the guys that he was here with winning a championship in 2022 are here. All the guys. Everybody. That he won
really?
A championship.
Everybody?
Yeah.
What about Machete?
Sorry.
Where's Dusty?
You know
Dusty?
What? We
and
had
him
to get rid of him
like
because
Dusty.
Suck again.
Maybe he and a spotter don't get along. You don't know.
No, you're right.
You don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know.
I don't
Josh.
Know. No, you're right. I don't know.
Because he's you know what he was doing? It sounded like he was mocking somebody there. We got to come together. Execute
that clip. That clip cut off right before he said, "Look at the back of everyone's baseball cards."
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
you know,
guys.
You gotta check the back of my baseball card. If my baseball card has splits on it, you'll see that I suck in April. I'll be fine. And usually he is.
No, absolutely he should. I always suck in April. You know what?
You
I'm good. I'll be fine.
You foolishly fell into the trap of Alex Bregman's been lifting weights. He's going to be good in April this year. He's not. He's never going to be good.
He's
in
never
April,
good in
ever.
April. Well, no, I fell into the trap.
This is one of the worst, best Astros teams in history that I've ever seen.
This is probably the worst, best Astros team ever. This is.
Yeah, this is right now.
This is right now the worst, best Astros team.
How far into the season do we have to go before you walk back?
It's
I'm
over.
Never walking it back.
It's over.
No. Put up the tombstone. I want to see you.
I'm not even doing that, but even if they win.
Put up the tombstone.
But
and
you
we'll
said
see.
The best team ever. They've won a couple World Series.
Wait
so.
Till Lance McCullers gets back.
Well, yeah, okay.
You are not serious people.
You just wait. You just wait, and when Lance McCullers gets back, he'll show you.
Serious people.
Okay? When Lance McCullers gets back, it's over for the rest of the league.
What's he going to show us?
He's going to be here in July or August.
Come on now.
Oh. Is he going to? He'll be around. Is he going to
pitch? We got to stop the foolishness, honestly, John.
Did you guys see?
Just say you were just walk it back and say, I'm hoping for a 500 team.
Oh, by the way,
just say it.
A healthy Lance McCullers, what's that going to provide? He's not a great pitcher. When he's healthy.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
$85 million worth.
How much did they give Abreu?
You can't just cite his contract.
Who cares?
Like that's,
we
that's
got an Abreu contract.
Did you make 85? Are you making $85 million?
I'm not expecting to be a great pitcher.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not making
right.
85.
He
I'll
is.
Admit it.
You know why? Because great. That's right.
He had a great moment. He's never been a great pitcher.
He's had some moments.
I said moments.
Lance McCullers, I'd rather have him than not have him.
Yeah. Well...
I would. Like Lance McCullers, what's the worst he does? Gives
when,
a, you know, goes
you
five
him,
innings. And
when
gives
is he
up...
ever there? When is he ever there?
I honestly, I forgot what
Can
it's
you
like
trust
that.
A guy whose whole pitching trajectory changed in a game because the roof was open? Went from closed to open and it screwed him up?
I mean, that was a game. But he did admit it out loud. I wish he wouldn't have.
How can that guy be trusted?
Yeah, you can't trust him. Did you guys see...
you can't trust him.
Can't trust him.
Not You've turned on him, too.
Not the pitch.
I can't... Are you kidding? I turned on him. I haven't seen him. How could I turn on him?
I don't even know what he looks like.
Honestly, does he still have great hair? I don't know. Is he wearing... Is he flamingo dancing? Because that's the only time I ever
flamingo.
See him.
When he's flamingo. Flamingo, not flamingo
commercial.
Dancing.
He's flamingo dancing.
I'm sorry he looks... I'm sorry he's handsome. I'm sorry he and Jeremy
But that's the only time
handsome.
I ever see him. Is when he's dipping salsa.
No, he does. No. If you go to events, if you would socialize with Wendy and go out and go to events, you'd see him.
And what? Oh, does he have a new brand of coffee flavored drinks? Okay.
Oh, don't be going after people with coffee products.
Well, he should. He's got one that he loves. Of course he would go after another guy.
Next to free range.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, he does have stuff. He does craft cocktails. He does coffee. Yeah, actually, okay. he helps the
dogs. Are we
dogs.
Asking
he has
for too much?
Stuff. He has, yeah, you see him. If you just look in social pages, you'll see him. Now, if you look on the mound, you don't see him as much.
Yeah, that's the point. I want my pitcher to pitch.
That's where I want him.
John wants his pitcher to
I
be
like
on the mound.
I like pitchers who pitch. Yes. Very much pitching.
Saving dogs shouldn't be your main job. It should be the thing
most
you do in your free time.
No one threw more curveballs than Lance McCullers Jr. against the Yankees. A million curveballs. The most curveballs, and they're beautiful curveballs. Highest rated spin
And you
rates.
Know what the problem is? Those curveballs happened when you were still president. That's yeah, how long that's ago a, it was. Your yeah, first was year. Your first year.
That's right. That was.
That was back when I was
Trump's
president.
First
it was the
year
greatest
curveballs.
Time.
Yeah, it's the greatest time. The Astros are winning. I was the president my first year. Honeymoon period. That's the problem with Lance McCullers. All
Many
the memories.
People saw curveballs.
All the memories are so far
this
back.
This isn't true. C.J. Stroud has pitched more at Minute Maid Park than Lance McCullers
yes!
in the last 2 years.
He's throwing a pitch off the mound. Yes.
It's true.
That's unbelievable. I guess that's true. Megan Thee Stallion has pitched more than Lance McCullers.
Name every first pitch person.
Every first
it's
pitch
true
person.
For all of them.
Megan Thee Stallion has thrown more pitches off the mound than Lance McCullers. That's a stat I didn't want to get into. Our boy's going to be fine. Lance
okay,
McCullers
who would you rather
fine.
Watch?
As soon as he's fine, he's going to be fine.
Who would you rather watch? Megan Thee Stallion or Lance McCullers?
Lance McCullers.
C.J. Stroud, Lance McCullers. Mm-hmm.
Stroud.
Yeah.
Who would I rather watch? C.J. Stroud, obviously.
C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, I'd rather watch C.J. Stroud. Now you say Lance McCullers or J6 France. I'm going...
Are we going to
I don't want to do no, I can't do that. It just rolled, you know, Art got that in my head and it's just cuz he likes I like the Constitution too. It's fine. It's a great founding fathers document. He loves it enough to put it on his arm and I'm fine with that. I don't care. But I'd rather see Lance McCullers than JP France. Yeah. If everyone's healthy, Lance McCullers is a good major league pitcher. It's just that it's become kind of, you know, we joke because we love, but, you know, this is like 4 or 5 times in his career. He's out for long extended period of time. What are we going to do? Like, we laugh because we cry on the inside. That's all.
That's because we cry.
We're crying on the inside.
914 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for me to talk about my peeps over at Artisan Grace.
Who's injured more, Lance Zierlein or Lance McCullers? That's not a fair question.
It's McCullers. Who it does more dip? You? Well, not me. I know I ain't dipping. And I know I don't need – listen, you need Artisan Grace because you need that hemp in a pouch made of hemp. With the tobacco flavor or the citrus flavor or the dark fired or whatever flavor it is that you love, okay? Instead of the real dip with tobacco, it's bad. It's bad for you. It's ugly. It's gross. You're spitting all over. You don't spit with the Canstead or the Dew Blend because it has CBD oil. The CBD oil has healing factors, not dangerous factors, because that's what you got with your dip. Listen, if you want that sensation, you want that taste, you're craving it, okay? Because it's tobacco, it's nicotine, it's addictive. This is not all of those things, and it's not dangerous to your health like tobacco is. So stop already. Try something different. Go to 975dip.com. That's 975dip.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, John and Lance along with Dell. The Texans are unveiling their uniforms at 10 a.m. in about 40 minutes. Why the hell would anyone go to 713 tonight, fight traffic downtown, and go and look at their unveiling when they're unveiling at 10 a.m.?
It's a party tonight. That's why.
Oh, you go to a party. Who wants to party with Cal?
You said he was a nice guy.
Dude, the first thing Bucky said after he made fun of Trastros, he goes, how about your owner throwing up the H? He's got a dog with him. I'm like, he even knew this. You know, we talk about this. He goes, I have never seen a turnaround in 1 year. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's like you're listening to our show. Even him in Dallas, I mean, and even Bucky Brooks here in Los Angeles recognizes the incredible turnaround about Cal McNair after 1 year. Cal McNair, you're upset that it's not in the evening?
Well, no, but it's tonight was supposed to be the unveiling, and that's why you would go, because you're going to be one of the first ones to see it.
Bro.
Why would I go tonight when I've already seen it online?
Because Cal's serving burgers. Cal's going to be up there with the H. They're going to – what are you talking about? You get to be there with the players. It's a party with other Texans fans.
Guess what? I don't want any of that.
They're not trying to tell you to go. They don't want you there, in fact.
I don't want any of that.
You were going to go specifically to see them?
You what?
You were just – if you were going to go specifically to see the uniforms?
Well, if it was – I really wasn't going. If you want to know the truth.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm saying. They're not doing this for you.
We were planning on going. We were going to go – and then last night went, you really want to go?
That's a lie. You were never going to go.
No. I was
going to
go. I was going
to
go. Kinda.
Yeah, kinda.
A little
bit. They're doing you a favor. Just.
I know. My wife was like, yeah, let's go. I mean, I got invited, you know, with the Teal Television Station and all that.
I understand Wendy going. There's a partnership.
She would like me to go along for some reason.
Oh, yeah, you're arm candy. I understand that.
When I could have been playing poker or something.
Well, you don't want to stay home and watch the Astros?
Yeah, I could watch the Astros while I'm playing poker.
You were never going. You were never going.
I was.
You're going to beg out of it.
You're never going.
I don't know.
But now you get to.
Now there's no way.
Now you can complain.
Now instead why in the world would you have a party, an unveiling uniform party, when you're unveiling them at 10 a.m.?
Because there's a lot of buzz. People want to be around the team now. It's exciting.
You get to see what they actually look like in person, and maybe you get to buy memorabilia. Maybe you get a pre-order.
Well, I want to be around them when they're winning Super Bowls.
Well, the team store opens at 10, so you're going to be able to buy stuff as soon as the uniforms are unveiled at 10 a.m.
Let Cal do his thing. Cal ain't here for the 10 o'clock people. You got people who are working who can't get there. Cal, they're trying to create some buzz. If you don't go, you don't get to see Cal and Hannah. Do you want to see Cal and Hannah? This is turning into, dare I say it, Kelsey and
Taylor
Swift. Yeah, this is turning into a Taylor Swift and Kelsey thing right now.
You think Travis Kelsey and Taylor Swift, we have the equivalent here in Houston with Cal and Hannah?
Everyone wants to see them.
That's not
true. They're the first couple of Houston.
They're the first football family.
They're the first family. They're the first football family, and they're the first couple of Houston. You've got both of them are like who's a bigger star right now, Taylor Swift or Travis Kelsey?
Taylor Swift.
Okay, who's a bigger star, Hannah or Cal? Okay, well, Cal may be
Cal,
the bigger star, but
Cal
who's more important? Who's more important right now, Hannah or Cal?
Hannah,
Cal, easily.
But Cal is the bigger star.
Cal's a promotional
tool. Cal's the face
tool.
Man. Right. Yeah, Cal's the pretty face.
Who's the bigger star, Caitlin Clark or anybody in the world? Did you see she's – okay, another win for Whitey here.
Oh, like you need more?
You mean women?
Right. Well –
white women.
I think women – oh, because white women are always taking W's.
The L's. No, she's signing a $28 million deal with Nike.
Isn't that just a win for Caitlin Clark?
Well, yeah, now listen, really how about
you.
Mike Freeman from USA Today? Pissed.
Oh, he's got
you know who's
mad.
Got signature shoes in the WNBA right now?
Two other white women.
Brianna Stewart.
Sabrina
Elena Deladone. Sabrina and Ionescu. And Caitlin Clark. Whitey wins.
No, there's a black player, too.
Oh, no, they have some. They had the majority.
Well, these three, Brianna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, and Caitlin Clark, they're unique because they all had shoe deals before they played in a WNBA game. Nike gave them, I believe they're all Nike athletes. Nike gave them shoe deals before.
So Ionescu, obviously, I mean, she was at NBA weekend. Now, one thing that's being pointed out is that they're all guards. They're all shooters.
Well, not Brianna Stewart. She's not a guard, is she?
Well, no.
Is Brianna? I don't know. What is Brianna
Neither
Stewart
is Elena Deladon. She's like 8 feet tall.
Yeah, she's a center.
But what does Brianna Stewart do?
She's an
inside scorer.
Yeah. Learn the game.
You don't even know who they are.
I'm about an LPGA. I don't do
Well, you're not.
No, you're,
Oh, really?
Okay.
The girl we had, the woman we had on.
What's her name?
This was a question yesterday, too. Who's on a better run, Scottie Scheffler or Nelly Korda?
Scottie Scheffler.
He won the Masters.
Yeah, but Nelly Korda just won the Chevron,
is
which
that
is
that the equivalent of the Masters in women's golf?
It is. It's the Dinah Shore, yeah. It's the equivalent.
But it's not on a historic course, though.
It's the equivalent. He said something's the equivalent of the Masters. What, they give away some type of broom for the winner? Did they give away a vacuum for a winner?
They got fitted for a green vacuum? Do they get fitted for a green vacuum?
Did they get a green vacuum? What'd they do, run out there and give somebody a big old thing of Fabuloso? Come on now. The equivalent of the Masters. That's the funniest, most offensive thing what's ever been said.
Well,
did it come out with some type of quiche? Did the winner going to serve a quiche and some kind of low-fat salad with arugula in it?
No, they dive in the water, okay?
Oh, they dive in the water. Then their panties get up all up in the cracks. Whoever heard of diving in the water? A grown man would never do that.
No, well, yeah.
He'd run over to his wife and say hello and then say, you know, send a friendly phone call to his mistress after that.
That was Tiger.
Like a southern man is supposed to of great haberdashery.
He has an understanding with his wife.
Sure. Dinah was a fine woman, though.
Dinah was a fine woman.
Dinah was a good southern woman. Kind of like Paula Deen for that, you know, Hustle Buzz kind of got up and caught up with her. But she made her people act like servants. Said a word with that you're not supposed to say anymore in public.
No, ever. Ever, Doc.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
In public, ever.
The word was
never say this in public.
Not public, just not period. Ever, never period, say the
ever.
Word.
Never in public, ever.
Ever.
Doc.
Dinah Shore.
Doc, we appreciate
invitational,
it.
Invitational, where you invite different women from different countries. Americans win the Masters. Tiger Woods, Scottie Scheffler, Jordan Spieth.
True Americans. Nelly Korda's America?
That's right, because her name's Nelly. Yeah. That's how you know. I bet you she's from Georgia. Nelly.
Well, her, no.
I bet you she used to one of them old rough and tumble gals when she was young. Used to climb trees and whatnot. What they used to say, tomboy. Now they say something else.
Like Bucky.
Doc, what happened?
What happened to Doc?
Connection got fooled up here.
Well, you don't want to talk about your darling daughter?
Bucky? What's wrong with Bucky?
Is it here? Oh, let me see if I got this.
I think we hit a sensitive subject, John. All of a sudden, the doc.
You don't want to talk about Bucky anymore?
He was very verbose.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, look who's back. Oh, you're
Hi.
Back.
Yeah.
The doc left.
But what happened to the doc?
I don't know.
Mike Freeman's up in arms about Whitey getting all those wins.
He didn't know that. I mean, it was a story last week and the week before. Now he's upset. Did he write an article about it or something?
Yeah, he wrote an article.
Okay.
USA Today.
I mean.
Yeah, he's all
Mike, trust me now. Mike Freeman's been sitting there with this thing and people just have so many. And look, I get it. It's a fair. It's actually a fair comment to question, like, hey, how come black athletes don't have as many shoe deals as the white basketball players? I'm okay with them asking that question. Now, Mike Freeman has a series of articles already in the drafts.
Oh, yeah.
What I don't like is this anti-Caitlin Clark sentiment.
Yeah. How about that?
No,
Caitlin Clark
reason.
Is so popular, Nike wants to jump on.
Yeah, this is like people are so ready to down her, which is kind of like, I know that's how society operates, but it's kind of, I don't know. I don't think that's right to down somebody who all she's done is lift up a sport to like kind of like John did with Rapinoe. What's her name? What's her first name?
Megan?
Yeah, Megan Rapinoe.
John
all you
up?
Did as soon as she was – no. As soon as she was reaching the heights of having all those championships or gold medals or World Cup wins, there's John trying to tear her down.
Yeah, that's why. That's why, not because all the stupid crap she says.
Well, John didn't appreciate her non-soccer opinions.
Yeah. How about just shut up and kick
see
the ball?
There it is.
Shut up and
see
kick.
There.
But, shut up and
now,
kick.
Now, Carly Lloyd, John was all in on.
Carly,
love him some. Call love himself some Carly Lloyd.
Why?
I didn't know.
Yeah,
what.
The opinions are similar.
I don't
to John's.
I don't even know what Carly Lloyd's opinions are.
Well, you'd enjoy them.
Don't care.
Well, you'd enjoy.
I don't care what her opinions are either. I really don't.
You didn't. I'm just saying you from.
I don't
from
make
standard,
my opinions known.
You.
I don't want. I don't want to hear her opinions.
Let's just say, John. People don't have to guess.
No, it's not obvious. You don't know what my opinions are.
Lance,
you would be surprised at a lot of my opinions.
Lance, when AOC says something and John goes,
"Oh, she's
gone." There it is. There
she
it
can't
is.
Be dumber.
See.
That one.
There's certain names. That you
yeah, don't worry. Just throw lob a couple names out there.
AOC. Good Lord. You can't be a liberal and think she's smart.
Hold on. I want to ask you a question now.
Not smart.
If young John Granato was in a bar, let's say age, I don't know how young I got to go. Let's just say age like 24.
Mm-hmm.
In 25, whatever. And you saw, and you're unattached. I'm going to make you 27.
He never buys unattached. Into this. He always goes, love my wife.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no,
playing Love My Wife, and Wendy was never born.
This is before my wife, okay.
Before your wife. And you saw AOC in a bar. She was famously a bartender, I think.
Yeah.
So,
what's John Granato doing? Listen, she even
you
over
ain't asking
her stupidity
politics.
Overcomes her looks.
So he can't even. He, this is a guy who doesn't care if women commit crimes, no matter how they look. But her, she's too dumb.
She's
that
too
he can't
dumb.
Even, he
John,
can't even evaluate her.
I mean, honestly, you talk to her. If I talked to her at the bar, I'd be like, oh, you're
just
too dumb.
Back then, no one talked politics back then. You would have just been trying to. You would
Lance, she can't be intelligent in regular life either.
See?
You just. Okay. All you were going to do. Didn't she go to. Did she go to Ivy League?
She went to BU. Bachelor from BU.
Boston University?
Yes. Well, that's considered a good school.
It is.
Yeah, that's a fine school.
I'm not because I'm a person who actually I'm not a bad person. I'm not going to say would you hit that, but well, you know where I'm going with
yeah.
this, John. You know where I'm going with this, and the fact is, any other answer than yes for 27-year-old John Granato is a lie.
Wait a minute, did she have laryngitis? Then maybe.
No, she says, "What would you like to drink?"
Oh.
And that's before you even knew.
She's
about
She's not
going
to offer opinions to you as a bartender.
No.
Nah, she'd just be too dumb, though. Yeah, sorry. Time for Lance, you to talk. You know who's smart? John Daspit.
Yeah, John Daspit's very smart. John Daspit has 2 degrees from University of Texas, a law degree from University of Houston. He went to high school here. John Daspit spends a lot of his time investing in youth sports and high school sports here, helping with churches in terms of families in need around Thanksgiving. He does a lot to give back to the community. He also takes care of the community just by being the best personal injury lawyer he can, because people a lot of times who struggle, who work in the hardest jobs that are the riskiest jobs for, frankly, not a lot of money a lot of times, they are put in positions, and this isn't everyone. It can happen out on a roadway to anybody. But a lot of the people that John has to work with are people who are hurt badly, who don't have any recourse. They're having insurance companies immediately come out, offer a check to them, sign their name away, and then, you know, anything that after you sign your name off and you take that check, you need physical therapy, too bad, you're paying for it. You got to have a surgery in a year because you have an issue that is going to continue to deteriorate. Well, sorry, you didn't get to a doctor. You don't know about all that stuff. You didn't have the money to. And John Daspit helps people. They help. He makes sure that all your bills are taken care of, your time at hospitals taken care of, your physical therapy, and, of course, time missed from work. And we haven't even gotten to your pain and suffering, because pain and suffering is something you didn't ask for, but you end up having to deal with because of someone else's negligence, whether it's on the roadway, at the workplace. There's a wide variety of personal injury law that he takes very seriously and that he works with. So make sure that John or one of his 70 lawyers across the state of Texas are working on your case and giving it the proper attention it deserves. He will win big for you, and he always fights back against the insurance companies that are trying to squeeze you. It's John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Go to DaspitLaw.com or call 713-CALL-NOW.
Loaded Golden Rain Rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, what did we miss today? We talked about the NBA playoffs. Oh, my gosh, did you guys see the Iranian kickboxer that it was fighting in Russia? And he kicked the ring girl in the butt because he said it was against his religion, her walking around with the card. With the fourth round card.
Hold on. Iranian kickboxer?
An Iranian kickboxer was fighting in
Iranian
Russia.
Iranian kick and ring girl. Here we go.
And he kicked a ring girl because he said it was against his religion. He got the snot beat out of him by the crowd for kicking her.
You mean
her.
The verbal? You mean he got verbally beat up by the crowd?
No. They pounced on him and beat the snot out of him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What country was this in? I know he's Iranian, but what
Russia.
Country? Okay, in Russia.
It was in Russia.
Oh, you touched a Russian girl? No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. Oh, my God, they're running. They're sprinting.
And they beat him pretty good.
Oh, man. Oh, chair. People are coming in with chairs?
Nope. Yep.
Somebody help that man. That wouldn't be me. I'd be like, y'all get off from way inside the ring. He didn't kick her hard.
No, he didn't. But they were touched. Like, we don't care about
and
your
she
religion.
Turned and started.
We don't care about your religion here. You don't be kicking our girls.
He may have barely touched her, but yeah, she turned and started walking back toward him. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. And then
I bet you no one else ever does that again.
Nope. Nope. And if you don't want to be in the ring with a ring girl, then get out.
The crowd retaliates. Man, yeah. How did this end for this guy?
It doesn't look like it ends well.
I don't want to go to Russia. It's official. And I'm not even going to kick anybody. My friend who played international basketball there, he's a black guy, so I don't know if this had anything to do with it. I don't feel like it did. He was staring at – well, he wasn't even staring. This girl was staring at him, he said – and he's like, she came, he goes, she was a good-looking girl, but she was she was staring at me. And she came over and tried to talk to me. And he said, she spoke not great English, and I didn't really have anything to say. And he said, I smiled at her, and that was it. He said, I walk outside, and then my teammate goes, gee, watch out. And he goes, I started to turn. He said, I got blasted in the side of the head. Like, he goes, I got rocked and fell into the snow. And these two guys were standing over yelling at me in Russian, and the bouncer was trying to keep them cool. And he said, I realized, man, Russia is not for me. Beside the fact that he didn't know he had to have special – he went to Russia without knowing he had to have a special plug. He said, I don't know how I missed this. It was my first trip abroad. And he goes, I didn't bring my clippers with me for my hair. He goes, I was the most nappy I've ever been. I got punched in the face over a Russian girl I wasn't even trying to hit on. He was like, man, he said, it's freezing. I just, like, wanted to get out. Then he told me another thing where they would light coins in I think it was Argentina, or it may have been in Mexico. They would light coins, like they would heat coins, and they got mad at the officials. They would heat coins with a lighter and then throw it on the floor, so when they tried to pick it up to get it off the floor, they'd burn their hands. And he said that was a thing that he learned. I said, what? He goes, I don't know where they learned this, but it will fool you every time. You think you're just going to pick something up and get it off the floor? And he said, you burn your hands because they're lighting coins because they're mad at the refs.
I don't know. I'd love to see Moscow, but I don't know about, spending any time there with those people.
No.
I don't know about that. Oh, man, the Texans team store lining up. People are lining up.
Like, already?
Yeah, they're lining up outside the Texans team store right now.
See?
Why?
It's going to be hype, man. I can't wait for a new uniform.
Wait in line to buy something that I can buy, when I don't have to wait in line.
Well, it's video game. People have been doing that for years. They line up at midnight When I was a kid, I did that. As a grown man, I'm not going to do that.
Well, I never got Black Friday where you have like a billion people and you have to fight them for
discounted TVs, John.
Yeah.
Now TVs are cheaper.
See, now we just walk in and take them without paying for them.
Who's
better.
Who's we?
The people.
Who are you speaking about, we?
The people. We do this now. That's what we do.
Not me. Not this we.
Yeah. We the people.
Lance, are you part of the we that just walks into places and takes TVs?
Well, there's a lot of people who do these things.
I am not part of that we.
You're not part of that we? There's a lot of people. No, a lot of people do that.
I had a lot of people I know. I did more research on the guy who kicked the ring girl and got beat up. Apparently, after the fight, which he lost in 30 seconds, it was his first MMA fight. He lost in 30 seconds. Then he hit his opponent in the head a couple times before the announcement was made. So possibly it wasn't just about kicking the ring girl, but the other guy's crew went over to beat his ass.
After
he jumped the winner. So there's a lot of stuff going on.
I bet you he doesn't fight anymore.
Oh, he's been banned at least from that fighting.
I might just shut it down.
You lose your first fight and then get an
ass
kicked.
Yeah, you get beat
in 30
seconds
afterwards.
And then you have a whole crowd beat your ass afterwards. I'm like, man, you know what? This is just not going to be what I do.
Yeah, I'm at least not in Russia anymore.
Right.
I ain't doing it.
No. I never wanted to fight in Russia in the first place.
No, why? Man, I just feel like that's a bad spot. Let me go fight in Russia.
Yeah, you go where the money is, whatever it might be. And that guy was looking for a chance, and he got one. Didn't last long, though.
Yeah. No. All right. Anything else we missed today, Del, that you're going to have on your show that you don't want your
children? Oh, yes.
Yeah, what are you
saying? Play the video. Play the audio.
Which audio?
Play the audio. Tyreek Hill.
Sorry, I've archived that for the next show.
No, see, John, tell him to play it. Tell him to play it. Tyreek Hill said he put 176 and two touchdowns on Deion.
What's the difference between John telling me and you telling me? It's just somebody telling me to play it.
Play it. I knew he was doing this, John.
No, he's just saving it for
I was
show.
Leaning into your nonsense. Here is Tyreek Hill talking about...
Listen to this, John.
What? You don't think he could put up 175?
On Deion now, maybe.
Listen to what he says. He acts like Deion played against plumbers, too. Listen to this.
You in your prime, and prime time in his prime. Is you putting 100 yards on Deion?
I'm putting 175 on Deion.
Prime.
Curly top prime.
Let me see if I can get him on the phone.
Hey, prime was a GOAT, though. But you got to understand, though, they played a lot of man-to-man back in the day.
Yeah.
You feel me? And, like, I feel like generations has changed and receivers has changed. And we got so much stuff. And our generation know so many, like, crazy movements. And we know all this crazy
stuff.
Prime
used to shut a whole half of a field down.
Yeah, the whole field down.
But he was going against, like, who?
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice, like, how tall, though?
6'2".
And I'm what?
5'9".
5'9", 197. I'm quicker, more agile. I can move, a whole lot, quick twitch guy. I can catch screens. So it's a whole lot that go into a game. So I'm not saying I'm going to put the whole 197 up by going deep or running an actual route.
Right.
I'm catching screens. I'm doing whatever, you know what I'm saying, the game need me to do. Get yardage on Deion.
He said 175
on prime.
Two tubs too. Don't forget about that.
Oh, it is two tubs on prime.
Easy.
175, two tubs on.
I mean, that is disrespectful.
Who
now
play
he
against?
Could do that with Deion with his feet.
My generation just knows more moves.
Yeah.
And then somebody said the idea that athleticism and speed started in in 2016 is one of the funniest things in the world.
Did you see what else he said? He said
Deion, by the way, was a sub 4.340 guy also.
Did you see what else he said? He said Mike McDaniel called him out after the Chiefs game. Said, man, what are you doing? Bro, what do we pay all you all this money for?
Yeah.
You're letting guys put their hands on you?
Yeah, he talked about how Snead, which that play went viral when he buried him at the line. He goes, what are you doing? Well, what are we paying you for if that's going to happen?
And Snead and
you're supposed
and
to be the best bleeping player in the league.
He got done up by the slot from Washington.
Yeah,
too.
And Tyreek said, yeah, he's right. I'm going to take that in and be better because Snead did bury him.
Snead can check you, but Prime has no chance.
What,
come on.
What
now.
Was
Prime
the
ain't a press
that
guy,
game?
Right? It was 26 to 7.
Yeah, Prime was a press guy.
Well, he's going to put
now,
hands on people.
Now, he wasn't a physical.
That's what I mean.
He's
not going to put hands on people.
Well, he's not going to, like, you can run it, Prime.
Yeah, prime dude.
He went about didn't love the tackle on run support, no. But covering, man.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
He went about that whole tackling life.
No, no, no. He wasn't. He'd tell you. For what?
Mm-hmm. For who? For what? It's 945 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. News of the Weird coming your way next right here. Don't you go anywhere. Right now, what's not weird is Chastain Ford. It is kind of weird. I mean, it's not like Chastain Ford has done all of this advertising throughout the years. As a matter of fact, you may never have heard of Chastain Ford before we started doing it here. I mean, I don't think that they did much advertising at all. But what they did was they led the world, well, they led the city of Houston, in commercial sales because they're just so good. Okay, you don't have to shout it from the rooftops to tell everybody how good you are. What you have to do is you got to give the best deal on the best vehicle that you can, give the best financing, give the best service. That's what you got to do, and that's what they do at Chastain Ford every single day. And that's carry. I mean, listen, you're not going to get all those retail sales because you haven't. You know, you're not advertising out there. Well, now they are. They're out there advertising, telling everybody, you know what? We do this on the retail side as well. We're going to get you the best deal. We're not going to add on. We're not going to mark up. We're going to give you the best service we possibly can. It happens every single day. And that's why Chastain Ford, to me, that's why I joined the family, and you should join the family too. You're looking for that Ford car, truck, or pre-owned vehicle as well. You got it all at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. They're the best. It's Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Speaking of Iran and what happened with that boxer, how about an Iranian goalie is facing disciplinary action? Actually, he could be suspended because after a game, a woman came on the field and he hugged her. And he could well be facing, it was deemed unprofessional and beyond the legal duties of a player to actually hug a female on the field. I mean, what is the Spanish director thinking about this? The guy who makes out with his player.
Well, we saw what happened to him.
Yeah.
He lost his job.
I mean, just hugging, you're going to get...
Don't touch a woman that doesn't want to be touched.
No, she came up and hugged him.
Oh, well, he allowed a woman to touch him. He can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of... I'm going to get suspended.
Don't play soccer in that country.
No, I ain't playing soccer in that country anyway. A Belgian man whose body makes its own alcohol was cleared of drunk driving charges.
Wait.
Do you wish your body made its own alcohol?
No, I don't. But because you can get drunk driving charges.
He has auto-brewery syndrome, ABS.
Cannot be a
An extremely rare condition whereby your body produces alcohol.
Auto-brewery syndrome?
Auto-brewery syndrome. That's my favorite. I want that. Okay, of all the diseases you could have, which is the best one? This one. Where your body makes its own alcohol? Totally sweet. If you could wish, honestly, for any disease, would that be it?
That doesn't seem like a great one.
No.
I mean, it seems like you could save money, I guess.
Yeah. Not only save money, but man.
But don't you enjoy the social aspect of drinking?
What a great body I have.
Yeah, but you like the social aspect of drinking. What's so fun about...
I'll do both.
Okay.
Okay. Or maybe I'll just spit in a cup and drink it. Because I'm...
Ugh, that sounds terrible.
Well...
Spit in a cup and drink. Isn't that your whole thing about the dip? Spitting in a cup, but you'll do it if your body creates alcohol?
But I would do it with cans that are too blind.
Ugh.
It'd have CBD oil and it would have alcohol.
I don't think people would enjoy being around you while you're doing that.
Okay. An Aurora man guilty of pulling a gun on a Burger King worker who refused drugs as payment for his burger. Do you think that you should be able to accept cocaine in lieu of money if you're a Burger King worker?
I feel like that's trafficking.
Yeah, and if you don't
know, it's actually just it's commerce.
But if you're not a cocaine user and you don't know how to get rid of it to make any cash off it, then it's not a great deal for you.
No, it's not a great
deal. Well, it's still not considered commerce in our country.
You're assuming that that worker isn't a cocaine enthusiast.
I said if they don't.
Does any of this matter, gentlemen? It's illegal to possess cocaine.
Yeah, but let's
not to mention to use it as a form of commerce.
Okay, NFL Network's Lance Zierlein, we get it. But yeah. we're just investigating the potential scenario.
Yeah.
That's all.
I mean, I don't know. I'm sure a lot of Burger King workers will enjoy a nice line.
We're just going to besmirch them all by saying they do coke. Okay. Sure.
I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure
I'm
that
not
they...
sure Burger King workers are affording cocaine.
Yeah, it's an expensive habit.
Yeah.
Well, or, okay, so
what are you using your paycheck for?
Say,
coke? 8-Ball?
Let's say he gave you a spliff, okay? A nice marijuana cigarette.
Okay.
I don't know. I think probably
a
Whopper Jr. It should be up there. $3.95 or...
Well, they can't take that in exchange because the people they work for want money, not marijuana.
Yeah, I know. But they're probably stealing anyway. What's the difference?
Wow. The Burger King workers are catching it from you.
Okay. I don't know.
How did
you
Burger King catch this money?
I don't know why he thinks of them that way.
I don't know. You don't
Burger
know.
King's like,
you don't know what they're
do?
Doing. A lawsuit alleges movie theaters are underfilling drinks. Do you believe that movie theaters are underfilling drinks, and should they be sued for it?
They're underfilling the 84-ounce drinks?
Yes.
That you get a free refill on?
Too much ice.
Cinemark is facing a lawsuit from a man alleging that the movie theater chained
dupe
patrons into regarding the size of its drinks.
A man.
Yeah.
One man.
A man is... So this isn't... Look, sometime, here's what I've noticed. It's not intentional, because also you don't exactly have... You know, let's face it. People working at the cinema are also like my kids. So they fill up. It gets, all the coke starts to fuzz up, bubble up. They stop it. And then they don't go back and say, hey, kids, let it come down, and then we're going to hit it again. Don't just as soon as it goes to the top, that's it. I'll put the lid on it,
actually,
dummies.
Actually, it was he purchased a 20-ounce and 24-ounce draft beer, and... He realized that the cup, the maximum it could hold was 22 ounces. So
yeah,
he was getting screwed out of 2 ounces.
Okay, now that's different.
That's different.
That's literally, okay, that's not what you were talking
about.
And
if that's the case, can't we sue Cheetos and Lay's and all of these bags of chips?
No, because they tell you what the ounce is on it. They tell you exactly what the
ounce
is. Go weigh them.
And they're all lying.
Go weigh them. How do you think they get one? Ooh, it's a 100-calorie bag. Yeah, ain't going to have a whole lot in it, brother.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
They've actually done
that.
People have gotten in trouble for that trick where they tell you that that it's actually X amount of ounces when it's not. Oh, I've seen people do it. I've never called them on it. I'm like, this ain't no 24 ounces, liar. Especially when you throw that ice in it.
Yeah, I know, right? So we're getting ripped off all the time. I'm glad somebody is standing up for our rights to get exactly what we want.
Right.
A Monroe, Louisiana woman was arrested for breaking into a home seeking a threesome. Okay. What's the question here?
Was she broke into a home? That's
well, hold on. Is she stupid? Too stupid for you to have a threesome with? Since we set that standard. How dumb is she? Isn't that the question?
You
got to have an
AOC.
IQ test,
okay,
for
I'll
John.
Okay. We're going to put, it wasn't AOC that broke into
but
the home.
But what if she's dumber than AOC?
Well, it seems like she might be, but she knew what she wanted.
What if
she
she's
broke
MTG?
Into the home looking for a threesome? Do you call the cops?
What if it was Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Do you look at your wife and say,
sorry.
Or do you call the cops?
This show set a standard. I don't look at my wife and go, hey, can you take an IQ test before we decide if we want to do this with you? Because you might be too dumb to have a threesome with.
No one who breaks into, hey, baby reindeer, I'm not letting anyone break into
sorry.
My house.
I'm just going by the precedent set on this show. How dumb are you?
Well, there is that.
Yes.
But if you're not, if it's not AOC, we're going to assume it's not AOC.
And we're going to assume she's smarter, right?
Right. Okay. AOC's the only one that we got that intelligence.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Do you look at your wife or do you call the cops?
Well, first I'm going to say, what's a wife doing here? What mistake did I just make?
No, she wanted a threesome.
No, but the wife is the mistake, not the woman who broke in.
Oh. I don't know.
Why did I get married when people are breaking my house, want to have sex with me? Why am I married?
Well, I mean, depends on what doesn't depend on what she.
Nah, not even a wife can over. Not even no matter how hot the wife is, she's still a wife. So it's gonna hurt.
That is gonna hurt.
The first one, at least.
We're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow, everybody. Delvin and Mapesy.
Be excited. We're going to be on the air when the Texans unveil their uniforms.
That's so dumb. And you're going to tell everybody what they look like.
We're going to break them down for you.
That's great radio. Okay, you can't see them.
It'll be awesome.
But we can see them for you.
I'll just direct you to the website.
Hey, listen, I want you to join the club. I'm sorry, ladies. This is a guy's club. I'm sorry. We're out there grilling. Not that you don't grill sometimes, whatever. But this is kind of a guy thing. I'm sorry. Okay. We got our club. And this is our club. Okay. It's at 975grills.com. Anything that you want in grills, we want you to join the club. Walk in to Texas Star Grill Shop and say, I'm in the club. And they're going to honor all club pricing and specials. And if you're in the club, you get specials. You get a special deal at Texas Star Grill Shop. So they want you to join the club. Go to 975grills.com and join the club. All the accessories that you could possibly need. How about you're building an outdoor, and it's an outdoor kitchen, basically. And when you see what they can do with the marble and the different types of grills, whether you want the Traeger, you want gas grill, you want pellets, you want wood, you want propane, whatever it is that you want, they've got everything. But you want to be a member of the club because the club gets better deals. Guys, this is for us. 975grills.com. That's 975grills.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.